Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All the talk today, I heard about Cliff Kingsbury clarifying his praise for Kyler Murray, but says that Josh Rosen is our guy. Our feelings toward Josh haven't waned or changed or anything. I get we have the first pick, and there's going to be a million scenarios over the next 3 months that are going to come up, but no, Josh is our guy.
I think that this whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. Here's why. They're basing this all on something that Kingsbury said when he had no idea that he was going to be the coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He did not know that he would be coaching that team with the first pick and have a chance to draft Kyler Murray, or know that he would have Josh Rosen as his quarterback. He said that as a throwaway thing.
How about
thing.
The Bengals? Andy Dalton hasn't got it done. Why not him? Why not Kyler Murray for that new Zach Taylor? That would be a hell of a gig for him.
I could see that.
What about John Elway? Would he take a chance with a little dude?
I think he wants big, prototypical quarterback. I think he's looking – he's had too many failures over quarterbacks the last couple of years. He wants one that's, you know, more of a can't miss, not a guy who's a possibility.
Some people think two sports star just like he was, Elway, a great athlete, big arm. If he's there, they'll draft him. Jacksonville, Miami, the Patriots – the Patriots need somebody to replace Brady. It's you know, flat out, simple as that. They have to. The guy's going to be 42 at some point next season. You know, why not that guy to groom under? I mean, because they had Garoppolo. They let him go because Brady couldn't apparently stand him. Having him around is, you know, looking over his shoulder, you know, Wally Pipp style. But I didn't think they would have ever started Garoppolo over Tom Brady in Foxborough, to be honest with you. What about the Giants or Raiders or Redskins? The Redskins have a serious need at quarterback, don't they? I mean, Alex Smith, what I'm hearing is he won't play football for at least – he'll miss another year at best.
Yeah, I think Bruce Allen came out last week and didn't fully commit to him missing the whole year, but I think everyone is resigned to the fact that he's not going to be there. It all depends on what we see with some of these guys that are going to get released, some of these free agents and some of these veterans, guys like Flacco, guys like – you know, Foles, where he's going to go. Tannehill, if he gets picked up. Some of these teams, if they might scoop up one of these guys instead of having a draft or maybe do both as, you know, a combination. But it all depends on who goes where, on who's going to try to take a gamble on this kid or on Haskins or some of these other ones. They're going to get drafted really high.
I think he's going to go between 7 and 15 because all those teams that you started mentioning, they're all in that range. I mean, Jacksonville at 7, Denver at 10, Cincinnati's 11. Miami's 13, Washington's 15. I think that that's the – in that area of the draft is where you'll probably see him get taken.
You know, that Jacksonville team was really cocky. They got a lot of studs on defense. They still were good defensively, even though they were atrocious record-wise. They have all that talent. Can you imagine adding a guy with his speed and skill and arm to that football team? Because Bortles was a disaster. You can't tell me this kid's not better than him.
The thing with a team like Jacksonville and maybe even the Giants to a degree, though, is that their window isn't very big. They have guys that are ready to win now if you get the right quarterback in there. You're not going to take a guy who you have to groom for 2 to 3 years to possibly be good, you know, ready to win.
So wait a minute. So what you're suggesting to me is, let me get this straight, that he needs to learn before he can play.
Yes.
Okay.
Your boy
and your boy didn't need any time at all to go in and play. They'll let this guy play from day one, just like Mayfield.
Right, but they didn't win.
Those days are over.
They didn't win, though.
All the teams that have a guy stand on the sideline for a year, you can sell that to your mom all you want. Bottom line is, the league is changing by the day, and they're starting these kids.
I'm not saying
you
can't play right away. I'm saying for a team that is ready to win, you're not going to throw a rookie in and expect him to take you to the Super Bowl. You're going to need 2 years for him to be good and be ready for that.
Yeah, but listen, that team – their quarterback situation is so bad that I believe that they're actually willing to try anything to get someone in there to make it exciting and win games. That kid, Mayfield, they threw him into the fire with a team that won one game in 2 years, and he won 7 games. This kid can win games. I don't care what anybody says.
No, the days of guys sitting around for a year are over. It just doesn't happen anymore. All those guys came out last year. We heard they all were going to sit for the year, and they all played.
Even
Lamar Jackson played. They all played.
They all played, including Josh Rosen.
Allen, Mayfield, Darnold, Jackson, they all played.
And what did Goff do when he started?
Right, Goff went
right in there, boom. Right. Those days are over. This kid's going to play. The minute he gets picked, he's going to be playing. That's what I think. The wine and roses are over.
He goes to any of those teams that you just mentioned, he's going to play
right now. The only guy that stood around, if you ask me, is Mason Rudolph. The Steelers pick stood on the sideline for it, didn't play the whole year. That kid's the only one.
But
who
he's
else?
Not in the class of those guys.
I know, but who else
taken?
Is standing around learning? The first rounders, none of them. He's going to play. That's all there is to it. And I can't wait to see where he goes, to be honest with you. But I will not fall for the he's going first BS. Because I actually thought last year, if you remember, Carver High and I were both on Mayfield to be the man. And we both believed he'd be the top guy taken. And I thought, without a doubt, he was the number one quarterback in the class, hands down, not even close. But nobody else did, remember? I mean, no one thought that guy was going number one, and no one thought he was the best quarterback either.
This show was ahead of the curve with Mayfield. We all wanted Mayfield. All three of us thought that Mayfield was going to be really good.
So, ahead of the curve again is what you're telling me.
All right, last year, we definitely were with Mayfield.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.